You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
In the studio, we have Rolanda Alexander, and she is the head of hospitality at Fishhook High School, I understand. Hello, Rolanda, and welcome to Zone Radio.
Good afternoon. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. So yes. What does, I mean, head of hospitality at a high school, just that, from my old school brain, that doesn't make sense. We never had anything like that at school when I was at school.
Probably a domestic science.
Ah, that's true. We did. Okay, so is that what it's called now, hospitality?
Not quite. Okay. Domestic science morphed into home economics, and then they offered hospitality studies, which is a spin-off of home economics, but it's actually different.
Okay.
It is more to do with the industry than to do with the home.
Okay.
It starts off with cooking and preparing meals, but more for serving, presenting, selling, running restaurants, etc. So it's nowhere close to domestic science or home economics.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of similar to going to culinary school, I would imagine.
Correct. Yes.
Wow. So it's now a subject at school.
It's a subject at school for the past 18 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So that's not where my journey started, though.
Okay. So tell us where your journey started.
Well, it started in 1974.
Mm-hmm.
But more in a perverse sort of way, where,
oh.
Yes, where my mother was my inspiration, but not in the way that you would think.
Okay.
She could not cook.
Really?
Yes.
Neither could my mother.
Yes, so it was a sort of preservation. We need to do something so that we could have good meals.
Yes.
I think I was, well, we had standards then. I was in standard 5, which is the current grade 7.
Yes.
And I just felt that we need something better than what was put on the table. Rest her soul. And I just started doing little things, taking over. Then it was Sunday lunches, 2-course Sunday lunches. Then it was Christmas dinners, etc. So it started
out of necessity,
if you will.
But did you develop a passion for it whilst you were doing this out of necessity?
I did. And on the flip side, my father was in hospitality. He he worked at St. James Hotel for years.
Yes.
And prior to that, he worked at another hotel in Claremont.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in the hospitality industry, but not in the kitchen.
Okay.
He was service,
yes,
but he could cook.
Okay.
But in the hospitality industry, there's no mercy. There's no time. So he used to have a day off out of a whole week, and on that day, we used to look forward to Dad being at home.
Because cooking a meal.
Cooking a meal, making the stews.
Okay.
If I could enter this competition, I would enter one of the dishes which he made and which I sort of watched and so forth. But unfortunately, I can't do that. But
maybe we can talk to Minnan and get her to feature a recipe from each of the panelists. I think
that
would be quite nice to have that in the book, don't you think?
Of course, I was thinking that. So yes, my dad had that sort of influence on me, but I didn't set out becoming a hospitality studies teacher.
Okay.
So I always knew I wanted to be a teacher because my sister was a teacher and she was sort of one of my muses or idols or just looking up to her. And believe it or not, I wanted to be an English teacher.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But when I went to college, I didn't go to university. I went to college.
Mm-hmm. Which college did you go to?
I went to Hewitt Training College.
Okay.
It's a teaching college.
Right.
And
here in Cape Town?
In Cape Town, Athlone, but they've closed since.
Okay.
And I chose English, and I had to choose a second subject, which was biology.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the first lecture of biology, and I walked out, and I never went back in again.
Was it?
because I felt that that was not the place for me. So okay. However much I loved English, mm-hmm. English would always be there. And I walked straight to the home economics department.
Okay.
And I signed myself in there and I haven't looked back since.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, yes, it was not my intention mm-hmm. to be in that, do that subject, but at you know, something just led me, and I haven't looked back since.
Okay. So did you first start teaching English and go into home economics later, or?
No, I did not.
Okay.
And the way I got into home economics, my first post was because I loved home economics so much that I just, I used to go into that kitchen all the time. I used to help the teacher. I wasn't a teacher's pet, though. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was. But I always used to help if anything needed to be cleared. I used to assist. No one else went. I used to go. And then she got a call from the school to find out if there's anyone who she can recommend for a post which was coming up at Livingston High School. That was in 83, actually. And she sent me.
Yes.
She sent me. And okay. I went into the office. They didn't even interview me. They just gave me the paperwork, signed it, and I was signed up.
Wow.
And I taught there for 15, 16 years.
Wow, that was a lucky break.
That was a lucky
break. You see, that hard work paid off. And that's what some of the youngsters forget today, that you actually start off at the bottom and you work your way. You have to clean a few things. But you know what? You get some reward from that
absolutely.
Eventually.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's about the grifting.
Yes, yes.
And but more so it's about the passion. I love what I do. I love teaching.
Okay.
And I love cooking.
Yes.
So
now you've combined both, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I've combined both, and I couldn't be happier in terms of where I'm at the moment.
Right. When did you get your Fisher car then?
Oh, that's an... My pupils know I have lots of stories.
Okay.
So this is one of those stories where I was out of teaching for a while. And a post was advertised just for a temporary post at Heathfield High School, my alma mater, just for 3 months. And I applied and I got it and... The teacher who was supposed to come back after 3 months did not come back. She came back after 6 months. So I did the practical exam. I ran the practical exam for the grade 12s then.
Mm-hmm.
And the subject advisor came. And we got to chatting. And she liked what I was doing. And I said, well, I'm finishing off. She says, you know, Fishock High School has an opening.
Okay.
I said, well, where is that? Because I live on the other side of the mountain.
Oh.
You know, the deep south is a different country. It's a different province. You go over the mountain, you're in another province. But anyway, I said, where is that? She said, it's over the mountain, but try. And I did. And didn't hear anything. And I just thought, okay, I gave it a try. And then I got a call out of nowhere, said, please come in for an interview. And that was in 2003.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yes, I got the post. It's my 20th year.
Wow.
In teaching.
Well done. Well done. And I assume you now live in the deep south, or do you still not live here?
I do not.
You haven't moved here yet. Have we not enticed you to move here?
I've got a whole family and life on the other side of the mountain. But
it's quite a journey to work then for you every day.
It is. And it has been very challenging in terms of the increasing volume of traffic.
Yes.
I should get up earlier, but I can't get up earlier than 5:30. So, yeah, it depends on what the traffic volume is. Some days it's okay. Other days it's a challenge. But I get to school.
Okay, good. And then I'm sure your pupils are delighted that you get to school. When do you actually finish up and then take the trek home?
Well, we finish up at some days 2 o'clock, sometimes 20 to 3, but my duties doesn't end there because I run the catering club at the school as well.
Oh, they've got a catering club, have they?
Yes. Okay. And we've established that catering club, must be now about 14 years.
Okay.
And it's pupils who are also passionate about the subject and about cooking and about service. It's about service. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Right.
So they're passionate about it and they give of their time.
Okay.
So some of them will come in at 7 o'clock in the morning to assist with a function which we are catering for.
Okay, so you do private catering, is it?
Not private.
Is it for the school?
For the school, and mm-hmm. we have been doing some for the community. One this year for the community, and there's been an interest for some other catering as well. But it's about the community, and it's not about... I don't profit from it at
mm-hmm,
all,
mm-hmm.
but it's mainly for the school.
Right.
So
and to give them the experience, I would
and
imagine.
Experience,
yeah.
And they love it. So
yeah.
break times, they will come, is there anything to do? Or they will stay after school. In fact, we had our open day on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and we were there till 6:30, and they were there presenting their goods.
Okay.
Well, we baked over 1,000 cupcakes.
Oh, wow.
And we spent 2 days with that. They stayed till 6 o'clock on Monday, and we started afresh. We baked 700 on Monday, and then
sure.
we did the balance. And they just enjoy doing it.
Absolutely. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Because that is quite a sacrifice of time for a youngster, isn't it?
Totally.
But if it's your passion, then you're going to put the effort into it, aren't you? Yeah.
And I can see where a pupil has the passion, and I try to get them more involved. And a lot of the pupils have gone off to do great things in the industry,
right.
overseas, becoming sommeliers, working at La Colombe,
mm-hmm.
Working in England, working in Abu Dhabi.
Mm.
Across the world.
That's amazing.
I have some pupils.
So you must get quite a sense of accomplishment when you see these kids that you've taught doing so incredibly well out there.
I do. It's a type of affirmation for me
that
you're doing something right. But I always say schooling is not just about teaching. It's about educating.
Yes.
And education is not only book knowledge.
Mm.
Education is not just about
practical,
but it's exposing pupils to the world out there.
To the real world, yeah.
To the real world. Mm. So I always get this warm, fuzzy feeling when I hear someone has opened up their own bakery
mm-hmm.
or they are the head chef at a restaurant or, you know, things like that. So I feel good.
That's great.
And if it's just... Even if it's one out of a class of 24.
Still a great feeling.
That progresses. For me, that is a success. So I'm happy with that.
Do most of your pupils stay in touch with you after they've left?
Oh, yes. Wow. I've got a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and, well, because of my age, I'm on Facebook. I'm not a TikTok person. I would go through TikTok. But, yeah, I've got quite a few of them on Facebook with me, and they comment on some
wonderful.
Of the posts and so forth. So, yes, I am in contact with them.
That's great. So I'm sure if any of your current pupils or ex-pupils are listening to this, they are allowed to enter this competition. Well, it's not really a competition. It's just a matter of submitting your recipes. And then you three panelists are going to be going through all the recipes that were submitted. And you're going to select the ones that you think have the best story behind them, are easy to make, from my understanding, are well-written, so that people need to be able to follow the recipe that they're submitting, I guess. And so I'm sure many of your pupils would be more than welcome to submit some recipes. And I'm sure that through all your teachings, they've actually started to develop some really great recipes of their own. Am I right?
I have tried to involve them, and
yes.
I have handed out some application forms. They've yet to return it. So if you're listening, Fishhook High School, those of you who've taken your application forms,
you've been told.
Chop, chop, Monday, I'd like that in. If I look at what the aim of the whole project is yes, for people who's got a story to tell through their cooking.
Mm.
And sometimes it's not necessarily submitting an easy recipe, but submitting a recipe which is viable.
Yes.
So easy is opening cans and throwing it together. So it's about... A little bit more than that. And you're telling the story. The Deep South for me, I mean, this is 20 years that I've been involved in the Deep South, is special.
And it's a true rainbow nation, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's true rainbow nation. And I've learned such a lot.
Mm.
I mean, I teach, but I've learned so much from our pupils as well. And it's reciprocal.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are intimidated by the fact that they need to tell a story about this recipe. It's not an absolute requirement, but it's an opportunity to share a recipe that you love and that you've cooked and you've tried, and it's one of your favorites. And there must be a reason why that recipe is your favorite recipe. So it doesn't really have to be an in-depth story, does it? Because I think a lot of people are quite intimidated by that.
I think that is the one stumbling block where people feel, what story do I tell?
Yes.
It's from our grandmother.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm.
This is what I remember when I came home from school and grandma was behind the stove, and that is what she's put in front of me, and it's just giving me, bringing back memories, that type of thing. Mm. You don't have to write an essay about it. But what I find is so good about this recipe book is that if you get your recipe, get to have your recipe chosen, you're immortalized.
Mm.
Because your name is going to be in the book. 40 years' time, your grandchildren is going to say, oh, that's my grandmother, and be able to boast about it.
Absolutely.
So it's anything that goes into print, it's there to stay.
Absolutely. And it's a sense of accomplishment for you as well, because you've now finally been published. I mean, who doesn't want their name in lights, as I said last week?
Are you talking about me or
no,
about
anybody?
Okay. So maybe if my name can be published.
I'm sure you'll get a mention as one of the panelists at least.
Maybe.
I hope Manon's listening to this.
Maybe she is.
I'm sure she is. Yeah, I'm sure she is.
That being said, I'm not advertising this, but I am in the process of developing a recipe book, and by the time I retire, I would like to have it published, but focused more for school pupils.
Okay.
For the subject hospitality studies.
Yes.
I won't divulge my recipes to the program. So, it's something which I want to do.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're not done yet quite, are you?
No, it's all in my head.
That's where it starts.
It needs to leave my head and onto paper, but it will get there.
All dreams start in your head.
Yes.
That's why they're called dreams. Oh, I've just lost my place here. Anyway, so what else what are you going to be looking for in a recipe that anyone's submitting?
It's about being viable.
Yeah.
I used that term earlier, being viable. Is it workable?
Mm-hmm.
I can look at a recipe and say, no, that's not going to work. Those ingredients, although it will work together, it's not going to be that wow that, that we're needing. You look at the proportion of ingredients, the amount of butter to the amount of flour for puff pastry, for example, and you know what the volume should be, and you say, no, that's a bit off. But what I generally do, I know I'm coming back to the recipe, is I do go on Google, I do go into recipe books, and if I see something doesn't look quite right, I'll play around with the recipe
and develop
a recipe from a basic recipe and develop from that. So it's about doability, workability. But also, we'd like to see some exciting stuff as well.
Yes.
I would like to see something which I've never seen on a plate before, for example.
Mm.
So I like international cuisine as well. My all-time favorite is Thai.
Oh, yes. I love Thai food as well.
And oriental and spices and so forth. But anyone can open a recipe book and find it.
Mm. But you can take a simple Thai recipe and you can make it your own. You really can.
You can.
Yeah. If you use your own spices. Yeah. I always put in what I love. I love ginger. I love garlic. So you will always find ginger and garlic in whatever I do.
Yeah. You need that umami flavors. And that is what that garlic and ginger will do to a dish. It's amazing what spices can do. You can have your basic ingredients, but if you don't have that correct amount of salt, pepper, ginger, garlic, if you don't have that, it doesn't bring out the flavors. So you have to be able to know how much of the spices you need to use.
Yeah. So when you're teaching your pupils, I'm sure you take them through different spices, teach them the origins of them. Is that all part of the learning, or am I jumping the gun? Yeah, no.
There is a syllabus which we follow. So the grade 10s will start with breakfasts and brunches.
Mm-hmm.
So we follow a program. So we started with something as basic as French toast.
Oh, okay.
So it's not about making the French toast. Anyone can make French toast.
I can't.
Okay, I'll give you that recipe.
Thank you.
It's about putting it on the plate and making it aesthetically pleasing for the person who's going to be eating it. So you put yourself on the plate, basically. Mm-hmm. You're creative. The person must want to eat what you have put on that plate.
Okay.
So French toast on the plate. That's fine. If you're hungry, you're going to eat it.
Mm.
But French toast on a plate with garnishing and decoration and a bit of a coulis here and a bit of a fruit there and piping and so forth, purees, it just raises that level from basic to wow.
Okay.
And my pupils have not disappointed me. Grade 10s, you have been amazing with your first prac with your French toast, and I have to put it out there.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
And then grade 11s, we work more with the spices.
Okay.
Grade 11s, we do lunches and teas, high teas.
Okay.
And grade 12s, we go to the real McCoy, where
okay.
we do the dinners and mocktails and so forth. So
okay.
it's not as easy as saying, take a recipe, here's a recipe, you do it. I let them research as well.
Okay,
and I
right.
say, this is the theme, what can you come up with?
Okay.
But then I want to look at that recipe to see whether it's viable. If it's not, then I say, listen, you need to change that or you need to use a bit more here or there.
Okay.
And my pupils, especially in catering, they actually look at me when I add salt to food.
Okay.
Because I believe salt needs to be the correct amount.
Mm.
And they said, but that's too much. I said, you know, your English palate needs to be trained. So I will put in a bit more and then you taste. And then they can taste the difference.
Right.
But this is where my catering club comes in.
Okay.
So teaching hospitality studies is one thing. We have two lessons per cycle for cooking.
Okay.
So there's not much you can do apart from what the syllabus requires.
Mm.
But with catering, there's just so much. It just opens up
absolutely
so much for them. And in fact, I mean, the teachers love them.
Okay. And we're almost out of time, so we need to talk about this. Can you believe it? It's gone really quickly, huh? Okay, so let's just mention to the listeners again that they need to submit their recipes, their original recipes, their favorite recipes. There's an entry form you can download online, or you can go into Long Beach Mall, pick up an entry form, complete it, and put it in the designated box there. It's really simple to do. I did it just as an experiment to see how easy it was online, and it really was easy. So if you haven't submitted your recipe, you are running out of time because next Friday is the deadline. All those recipes have to be in by next Friday, the 8th of March. So don't delay any more, people. And you've got all these wonderful people. We've had three people come in over the past 3 weeks talking to us about why they've been selected. And I think Milan's done incredibly well with selecting her panelists because each one of you has a passion. There's Grant, there's Abigail, and yourself. You all have such a passion for food. So I think you're going to be very worthy panelists, and I think whoever gets selected for this book can feel incredibly proud that their recipe was selected.
So get your recipes in. There is a box at Fishhook High School at the reception, open to pupils, open to parents. Grab one. You have a week to go.
Yes, do it. Come on, folks, don't
Let's
delay.
Let's do it.
You can all beat Rolanda to the school now. Going to pick up your entry forms. And
yes.
Or to the mall. All right, Rolanda, is there anything else you want to share with us quickly? We've got about 2 minutes left if you want to share anything else.
No, you're putting me on the spot now.
I'm sorry.
I've got so much to share that 2 minutes is not going to cut it.
Okay, is it not going to cut it?
No, but yes, hospitality, I know the recipe book is partly about hospitality,
mm-hmm.
But just encouraging people to, even if you not inclined to cook too much, but there is a special recipe that you do have that you remember from when you were younger, just hand it in. We do need to have as many as possible, because if we only have a handful, there's nothing to judge.
Exactly, and it makes the book rather dull, doesn't it?
It makes it a bit dull. So
and
we
it's
want
a
to
fabulous
see,
initiative.
Yeah, we want to see the starters, we want to see the finger foods, we want to see the soups, the entrees, the pastas, the curries, the special curries. And the desserts and so forth. We want to see a wide range of food which can be presented in the book.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing that book when it's finally done. So, folks, I've been chatting to Rolanda Alexander from Fishhook High School in the hospitality, well, she heads up the hospitality section there. I wish I could come back to school and do your course. It sounds amazing.
Yes, and the school is also on. Am I advertising my school now?
No, you can. Okay. It's fine. We all know you at Fishhook.
It's the 70th anniversary of Fishhook High School.
Oh, okay.
Which is, the school has grown in leaps and bounds.
It's got a very good name, really has.
And there's just so much happening at the school apart from what we do. So we're actually having a golf day on the 7th of May, which the catering club is going to be.
You see, that's amazing.
Part of.
Yeah.
And with our gala dinner, they're so excited, they're also going to be part of that. And it's all going towards raising funds for our new aquatic center.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, and parents are amazing. I must say that we have such great input from parents of the pupils at the school, sometimes more so than the pupils themselves.
And you know, I dare say that, because we really are out of time now, but that the teachers are absolutely amazing at Fishhook High. And that it's the teachers, the combination, the teachers, the pupils, the head person, as well as the parents, that make that school incredibly special. So, folks, get your recipe in. That was Rolanda Alexander that we were chatting to. And I'm going to play out with I hope you like the blues. It's Billy Boy Arnold, and it's a track called What's on the Menu, Mama?
Right.
That's how we're going to end this interview. So, thank you so much for coming in to chat to us, Rolanda.
Okay.
All the best. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.